You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands we record this podcast on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, as well as the Wanneroo and the Gamilaroi people. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures.
Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
From Mamma Mia, hi, I'm Siobhan Moran McFarlane, and welcome to The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily. Here are the evening news headlines for Wednesday, May 25. 19 young children and two adults, one of whom was a teacher in her 40s, have been killed in a horrific mass shooting at an elementary school in Texas. Dozens more have also been injured, including a Border Force officer who tried to intervene. The alleged shooter, an 18-year-old male, also died from a gunshot wound. The attack began when he shot his own grandmother before crashing his car into the school where the rampage took place. US President Joe Biden was briefed on the incident while on board Air Force One as he returned from the Quad Summit in Japan. Shortly after landing, he gave an emotional speech at the White House in which he once again insisted that all politicians must finally support some kind of gun control.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done?
Democratic U.S. Senator Chris Murphy also made an impassioned speech to his colleagues, saying he is literally begging for their support.
But I'm here on this floor to beg, to literally get down on my hands and knees and beg my colleagues. Find a path forward here. Work with us to find a way to pass laws that make this less likely. I understand my Republican colleagues will not agree to everything that I may support, but there is a common denominator that we can find.
Newly appointed Foreign Minister Penny Wong will travel to Fiji tomorrow, just one day after arriving back from the Quad Summit in Japan. Her first solo overseas visit as minister will coincide with a trip around the Pacific by China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi. He's travelling to the Solomon Islands tomorrow to meet with their Prime Minister, Manasseh Sogavare, after the two nations signed a controversial security pact earlier this month. The ABC reports that Senator Wong's trip is designed to send a clear message that the new Labour government is making reinforced relationships with our Pacific neighbours a top priority. Former Defence Minister Peter Dutton looks set to be uncontested when it comes to taking over the Liberal Party leadership. But Labour has criticised the prospect, saying that his promotion would show that the Liberals learnt nothing from Saturday night's catastrophic election loss. Treasurer Jim Chalmers said Peter Dutton has all of the same characteristics that people didn't like, that they saw in Scott Morrison. While Finance Minister Katy Gallagher also questioned whether he's the right choice, saying if Peter Dutton is the answer, then it's not entirely clear that they heard the questions that were raised during this election campaign. Their comments came after former Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews said Mr. Dutton has widespread support in the party, and it was a very fair and very accurate assessment that he will become the next leader. As coronavirus continues to infect an average of 46,000 Australians every day, the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, also known as ATAGI, has approved fourth COVID-19 vaccine doses for an additional 1.5 million people. The extra booster shots will now be made available to those living with cancer, a disability or other complex health condition. Until now, fourth doses have only been offered to people aged over 65, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders over 50, and people who are severely immunocompromised. A huge cache of secret documents has been shared with the BBC, which allegedly detail the oppressive measures being used by China against Uyghur Muslims at so-called re-education camps. The British broadcaster says the files came from the Xinjiang police and revealed that nearly 4,000 students are being guarded by more than 366 police officers armed with sniper rifles and machine guns at a camp in the city of Kashgar. The BBC reports the most damning finding is that the officers are permitted to shoot to kill anyone trying to flee. The hacked data also contains thousands of photographs of people who've been incarcerated, many of whom appear visibly distressed and feature alongside officers carrying batons. China continues to deny any wrongdoing and claims the camps provide grateful minorities with lessons that discourage them from becoming terrorists. That's your evening news headlines. If you want more from The Quickie, check out today's deep dive on how women changed the Australian Parliament by either running as strong candidates or voting for professional women in traditionally safe male-held seats.
Mamma Mia subscribers, you've been asking and we've been listening. Now you can get all of your exclusive subscriber audio on Apple Podcasts. That includes everything from bonus episodes of your favourite pods to exclusive segments to all of our audio series.
To link your Mamma Mia subscription to Apple Podcasts, open the Mamma Mia Out Loud page in your Apple Podcasts app and follow the prompts, or head to help.mamamia.com.au.